Well, of course, one of the programs that we do on a regular basis is citizen science. And citizen science, do we think of people rushing around the bush with magnifying glasses? Not necessarily. They might just be taking out cameras. And of course, the ADU, and if you want to go onto the website now while we're talking, it is www.adu.org.za. And of course, there are the virtual museums inside the ADU. It also has a number of special days. And of course, these are shown both on the website as well as on the Facebook page. But all the same, it is a lot of fun. And I think one of the niceties is behind it is Megan Lofty-Eaton. And Megan has a passion that goes all the way from Fugasa and her level one course all the way into these various specialist days. Megan, first of all, I suppose I've got to ask you, why did you want to start special days?
Well, why not? I think it's a great way to teach people about the magnificent biodiversity that we have in South Africa and Africa. And also, of course, it's a way of letting people know about the virtual museums and getting them involved.
Normally, we have something like Arbor Week or Arbor Day, and it is once a year. You've gone and said, hang on, we've got a number of days in the week. I'm not sure when you sleep or when you go out and have fun, but you've got a number of days in the week, and you're going to make damn sure that there is something happening on each one of them. Tell us, what are those special days?
It all started with Mad Mammal Monday, which of course is for Mammal Map. But then Les and I sat down, we thought, well, what about all the other days? And we've got all these other virtual museums. What about them? So then we came up with Tree Tuesday, Weaver Wednesday, Threat Thursday, which covers threatened species, Frog Friday, Scorpion Saturday, and Snake Sunday. Now, of course, I don't do all of them, but I do the Tree Tuesday, Frog Friday, Scorpion Saturday, and Snake Sunday.
On these special days, what do you in fact do that we can get people to go and start looking at them?
We take one species at a time, and we feature it for that day with a nice photo. Usually it's from the virtual museum database. And then we give some information about that species, just, you know, interesting information people might not know. And then we also encourage people to please upload their pictures to the virtual museum.
Talk to us about the virtual museum a little bit. Tell us, what is the virtual museum?
Well, the virtual museums are some really, really cool citizen science projects. And what it basically is, and they have lots of different kinds, like frog map, reptile map, mammal map, butterfly map, and also one for trees and weavers. And what it is that we get people from the public, anybody can do this, we get them to send in their photos of the species that they saw with the location details of where they actually took that picture. And in this way, we actually build up 21st century range maps of all these species and accurate maps. So what you usually sometimes see in field guides is often based on historical data. And what we're doing now with the virtual museums, we're actually getting 21st century data out there.
And I suppose with your specialist days, everybody's going to go, oh, what scientific reason do you use to choose the animal? Is there a scientific reason, or is it just Meg's feeling at that time?
Well, sometimes there is a reason. Like with the Threat Thursday, we just cover threatened species. But a lot of the times I think like, oh, this is a nice one to cover for today, and then I'll just pick it. So, yeah, it's like what I feel like.
A lot of fun, Megan, or is it one of these things of, oh, no, it's Mad Mammal Monday, I've got to do something?
No. I really, really absolutely enjoy doing these species days, because not only do I learn, but I also absolutely enjoy getting the information out there to other people so they can also learn and get people excited about biodiversity. Because in the end, the virtual museums are not only there to collect data, but it's also to get people excited about biodiversity.
You started out on the website and you put the details up there. What happens when it goes to Facebook? Is it one of these things which just goes into Facebook and everybody says, oh, there it is? Or is there interaction with the public?
No, there's definitely interaction. And we often get people asking like, hey, how can I get involved? And there's also various groups that we share the information to, like the reptiles of Southern Africa, amphibians of Southern Africa. So there's definitely a lot of participation and also people helping out with identifications. And you can see people getting excited about things. I think Facebook is a great way to get information out there and sharing knowledge and sharing passion. So
I always like a Facebook page where there is the sharing, because otherwise it becomes a whinging, whining bunch of who know what's. And with all due respect to Facebook, pass. I find there is the most amazing information, though, that does start on these special pages. And I'm just thinking, for example, the Scorpion page.
Yeah, the Scorpion page, it starts at beginning of this year. It's still a relatively new group, but it's just because there was all these people asking about scorpions and scorpions. And so we decided, well, let's just start a group. And I think almost 400 members now. The cool thing about the group is that if you've seen the scorpion, but you have no idea what it is, you go post a picture in there. And pretty soon somebody will start giving identifications or, you know, have a discussion about what they think it is. And I think this is a great way for people just to learn about what it is they actually saw.
With this, one of the things that I always notice, and it's quite amazing, small kids are great conservationists. Then they seem to get to puberty and they become mall rats, and mall rats are not endangered under any circumstances. Then you've got the education type phase of your life. Then you get married, you want children, you want a career. And when people are 45, 50, they go, hang on a minute, I got to put back and I want to get involved in conservation. You're a young person. How do you turn around to your mates and say, I'm going herping this weekend? And they look at you and go, she's something wrong with her. How do you make it cool? How do you make biodiversity and the protection of biodiversity, or just the understanding, how do you make that cool for young people?
Well, it's so exciting. I mean, just getting out there and seeing all these cool things. We share the planet with so many other species. It's not just our planet. We share it. So I think the virtual museums is quite a cool way for young kids to get involved, because it's easy. It's not difficult. Everybody's got cameras on their cell phones nowadays. So you just take a picture and you send it into the VM, and that way you are actually contributing to biodiversity conservation. So I think it's quite a fun and easy way just to get involved.
Have you found that you've, for want of a better word, converted any of your friends who've turned around and said, hang on a minute, we dress in skirts and we wear high heels only and we ain't going anywhere near that dirty stuff? Or males that will turn around and say, sorry, only watch sport on Saturdays. Have you managed yet to take anybody and show them and say, where they come back and they say, hang on, I'd like to come out more?
I have actually. You know, there's kind of this shift that happens, and you can see that they're like, I never actually realized that this stuff is so interesting. And you know, so I'm always talking to my friends about the stuff, and I think sometimes maybe I can be a bit annoying, but I'm always telling them about there's things out there you have to learn about, that conservation is so important. And trust me, just go camping in the bush for a week, it'll change you. You need to learn.
Is this also, though, because you're surrounded by a positive side of it and you want to expand on the positives? Because there are more positives, I think, than negatives. Is that sort of also a driving force? Do broadcasters, writers, do we spend too much time talking about doom and gloom?
Yes, definitely. The media is so negative out there. I mean, I almost don't even watch the news anymore because it's just all doom and gloom and death and this and that. And I really think that there's so many exciting and positive things out there. And I really think that the media should actually start focusing on that and maybe bring out some of the good stories out there. That, like, for instance, the virtual museums and rhino conservation. Instead of looking at all the poaching that's happening, look at what the solutions are. Look at what people are actually doing out there that's making a difference.
Interesting comment, because, yes, you've got the poaching on one side and that must be handled in a law enforcement way. But there's still a lot of really good work that is done in rhino conservation. And there's a lot of fun. By accident, somebody needed to track a rhino and the only thing they had was a collar from a cheetah they'd taken off. So they strapped it on the rhino's leg and now it's becoming a way of doing it. And it was a lot of fun. Penguin guys I've been chatting to the last couple of days, what they're doing is fun research. Yes, they are talking about the past. They know what the problems are, but there is fun in it as well. And I think that's tremendously important. Your favorite day of the 7 days that you look after?
It's definitely Frog Friday. And we've also come up with the term TGIFF, which is, thank goodness, it's Frog Friday. For some reason, the frogs also seem to get the most response out of people. I think frogs are just something that fascinate people.
Why do you think that is, Megs? Because the moment somebody talks about frogs on air, people all phone in with a frog story.
I don't know. I think everybody's got a frog in their garden. And sometimes they don't know it. But if you listen at night, you might just hear them. And I think also growing up, you know, with the fairy tales, like the frog and the princess and all that. So everybody knows something about frogs. Like you say, everybody's got a frog story. And I mean, frogs are beautiful. They are amazing, amazing creatures. I love them.
I must admit, I know quite a few people who would tell me they did kiss a frog and it turned into a toad. but we're not going to go down that route. Beautiful frogs, yes. Threatened frogs we have. But I suppose it's also kids. There's something about a tadpole. And there is something about the tadpole that grows and changes and eventually croaks in the pond. Is that something you think it also drives it?
Oh, definitely. Because I can remember as a kid, I always used to collect tadpoles in a little jar and have them and keep them until they turn into toadlets and then turn into adult frogs. And then definitely one of the things I think that people remember from their childhood and which also keeps that interest going.
Well, if you want to get into this, Megan, where do we go to find out more about the special days? And of course, I think maybe the address for the website. And then, of course, also don't forget that Facebook page.
Well, you can go to Facebook and type in Animal Demography Unit, and you'll come across our Facebook page, which is where we feature the species days first, and then they go to the website, which is www.adu.org.za. And then, of course, the Virtual Museum website, which is vmus.org.adu.za.
You can also go into it directly from the ADU site as well. If you have a look down on the left-hand side, there is a bunch of places which you can click on and it will happily give you the information. Megan, you've got those 7 days again. Just run through them for the last time.
Okay, well, we've got Mad Mammal Monday, Tree Tuesday, Weaver Wednesday, Threat Thursday, Frog Friday, Scorpion Saturday, and Snake Sunday.
And of course, no, it is not everybody being a snake on a Sunday. It is just an interesting program about snakes. Do remember that all of these things also, for example, they are sponsorable. And Sappy, for example, sponsors Sappy Tree Tuesdays. Folks, it doesn't cost you a lot of money if you are a corporate. But one of the things, of course, is that when you get to conservation and you want work done, it's always expected to be free. But remember that there is somebody doing the research work. There is somebody as a student doing that. There is somebody else uploading it. There is somebody having to do the work. And at the end of the day, we need to reward people. We can't have conservation going on forever and a day as an item on the corner where, oh, well, there's a big signboard held in front. God bless. Please help conservation project to support. It's not going to work like that. So if you do have information and you would like to look at sponsoring one of these days as a corporate, just give me a shout. My details are on our website, and of course, they are always given at the end of the program. But do give me a shout, and I'll put you in touch with the guys at the ADU, and they will be only too pleased to speak to you. The different days that Megan does, tremendously important. It's lighthearted, it's fun, it's got a lot of information in it. And when you start to go into the ADU website, have a look at the different pages as well, and have a look at the different parts of the Facebook page. And then you'll find out that there are the sections where you can go in and find out more about scorpions, more about mammals, more about reptiles. And the beauty about all of this is it is done with a lot of love and a lot of expertise as well. And there is nothing these guys like more than when you send them a photograph and you don't know what it is and they do. There is a great kick in that. There's a great kick of sharing. So please do go and have a look at it. It's www.adu.org.za. Go and ferret around in the website and, of course, just have a ball of fun with it. Megan, thanks very much for joining us. And I always get your different specialist days, and it's sort of like one of the highlights is to dive into it and see what have we got today. But thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.